This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas, and yes, we are live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collins.
still getting over the illness. How are you, Ellen?
I'm great, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Lovely to have you back in the studio.
Thank you. It feels great to be back, although I'm still half asleep, clearly.
I missed you.
Thank you. I missed you too, honey.
I'm glad you're feeling better, though. You had a little bit of FOMO, though, didn't you?
I did. I was watching the Instagram and I was like, I'm going to have to like block FUBAR Radio and Access All Areas just for one night only. I don't want to see any of the guests.
Well, you're back now, my love. Right, guys, as you well know, we are always here to bring the tea. And this evening, well, it ain't no different. I'm going to be chatting to Georgia from the brand new show, I Kissed a Girl. So there was I Kissed a Boy, wasn't
yes,
there?
Yes, yeah.
Now Dani Minogue is back and she's doing it for the girls. So we're going to be speaking to Georgia. So I'm excited to find out what went down. It's all been pre-recorded. So let's see if we get a little bit of tea. And then we're actually going to be joined in the studio by Evelyn Ellis from Married at First Sight Australia. So, as we always do, we love to start with a little bit of showbiz. And we've got the lovely Emily in the house. How are you, Emily?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
So good, thank you. Lovely to see you again with the most, always got the best nails.
Yes. Thanks.
Yes, amazing nails.
They're
I wish
super
you could
long.
See.
I literally can't do anything with them.
I love them.
Like anything. I can't open like a can.
Oh.
Like a can of Coke. I'm like, can someone... Someone help.
I mean, it's a good excuse to get people to just do things for you,
exactly.
To be fair.
You'd give Khloe Kardashian a run for her money.
I know, right? And yeah. Do you know what? I just feel like they give me so much more personality as well. Like, if I'm having a go at someone, I'm like, the nails do all the talking.
Do you like to tappy-tap-tap on things?
My sister gets so angry on my phone. She's like, stop it. I'm like, I can't help it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's sad. I love that.
ASMR.
I bet you're good at back scratches.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, guys, I kind of forgot we were live on radio. I'm so sorry. I'm mesmerised by nails. You wouldn't think I was a gay man at all, would you? Sorry, Emily. Enough about your lovely nails. What is going down in Showbiz Town?
Well, it was the Met Gala.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm so excited. Like, well, actually, do you know what? I was excited.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of disappointed.
Nobody, you didn't like anyone. What about the girl who was wearing the sand outfit?
The sand,
outfit?
Tyler.
That was
incredible.
Unreal.
I think I was like hoping Rihanna was going to go.
Yes. Yeah. And got then the flu, wasn't she allegedly?
Yeah. We did get the AI image of Rihanna at the Met. Did you see that?
No, I saw the Katy Perry ones.
All right. So there's actually the Rihanna one looks more believable. They have her in like an amazing gown. If you're listening, take a look. Just Google it, Rihanna.
I thought you was literally like saying Rihanna if you're listening. If you're listening, Ray Ray.
Ray Ray, let us know. Were you there or was it actually AI?
Text us.
But her outfit looked unreal. Like, people don't really need to go now to the Met Gala. They could just AI themselves.
I know. Well, Katy Perry's mum messaged her, apparently. Texted her, being like, oh, you look so good at the Met. And Katy Perry was like, mum, that's not me. That's an AI. She put like this picture on like Instagram and stuff and was like, it's not me. I didn't go.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love the Met. And I mean, I absolutely love America. And I love a little bit of LA. I've only been for 48 hours. That's another story. Funnily enough, I was talking at the top of the show. I learned to be a cowboy, guys, digressing in Texas. And I had to stop in LA. And I thought I'd make a little 48-hour trip of it. But I fell in love with it. And I definitely want to go back. But one thing, if I was an LA person, what do you call it? If you're an LA, an American, I guess. If I lived in La La Land, I would want to go to the Met because, we have the NTAs, which I love.
Yeah.
We have the BAFTAs, but they have the best award show.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I think the theme wasn't quite it this year.
I think the
it was too vast a spectrum.
Yeah, in theory, it should have been beautiful. It was like garden, and it was something to do with like reusing, like recycling. But in theory, it could have been beautiful. But I just don't think anybody really
also
slayed.
People who. The men who turn up in black suits should get turned away.
Yeah, sorry. No
this
entry.
Is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Go away.
Sick of it. Like,
it's
they could
so
wear,
annoying.
Literally, they could wear the same suit every year.
Yeah.
Honestly,
that was because one of the guys who's in Schitt's Creek. Mm. Have you guys seen Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The guy who plays... Oh, my God. What's his name?
The Sun or the Dave?
The Sun.
Yeah.
Dan Levy.
Yeah, he's so quite fit.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah, he's cute. So he wore.
Is he gay in real life?
Yeah.
Bobby!
That's my passport into the Met next year. Hey, Dan!
Okay, he wore the most stunning suit. It was black, but it has like florals all over it. It was like ombre flowers and it was like brightly coloured. And I was like, that is how you do the Met if you're a guy.
But gay men know how to do it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
The guys know.
Yeah.
Talking of knowing, I've got to, because she always delivers, the whole family does really. The Kardashians and the Jenner, they're kind of notorious now for what they're going to wear to the Met. So we've had the Marilyn moment with Kim.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Kim's waist? Yeah. And also the cardigan.
I'm sorry, the cardigan. Absolutely not. It was offensive for me. It just ruined it for me.
Is it covering something up?
That's what I said.
It's not. She actually done an interview. When I first saw it originally, I thought, oh, something broke. She God love her. But no, she actually said in an interview on the carpet, it's basically what I'm trying to do is recreate the wildest moment in my life. So when I was drinking in my garden and I ran in to get my boyfriend's sweatshirt and I'm like throwing it over my dress after a night out, that's what I'm doing. And if you looked at the back of her hair, it looks like a messy kind of like curl, but actually at the back is a real messy plait. It looks like it had come out of a plait.
Like a French plait. Disheveled a little, disheveled. Like just woke up.
Yeah.
So I woke up like this.
I woke up like this with a team of people around.
4 hours later.
I don't know whether I believe her.
Because all I thought she stopped at Mackie D's on the way. She's dipped a nugget into ketchup. She spilt Tommy K down her dress on the way to the... This is all going through my head. And I thought, it's a cover-up.
Right. I thought that was my initial as well.
It was like... From the pictures I've seen, it was almost always over like the left boob, the left side.
Yeah, she kept going like that as
I thought there's definitely ketchup down somewhere on the left.
She could have just pulled it off as if it was part of the design. I got stabbed here on the way.
But saying that, she doesn't look like a kind of girl that's just necked and smashed down 20 chicken nuggets with a waist like that.
No, I thought
you were going to be like, shake the chicken nuggets and the dress like went like... Because she'd eaten one chicken nugget and then made it just too small just from breathing.
I've never seen a waist so small.
No,
it was ridiculous.
She actually looked in pain. Did you see her face?
Yeah, when she was talking, she was,
She looked, like when the photographers are like, you know, and she's posing, she kind of does this deep breath in, but her face looks in pain. She's like, but she looks, like it. I feel sorry for the girl. Like, it doesn't look, that's and not fashion. It's taken it too far.
And it's annoying for her when she does that, makes that much effort, and everyone goes, meh.
Yeah, sorry, love.
Because no one, like, really loved it. I think quite a lot of people were just a bit confused. Like, because with the Met, I get that there's, like, a story behind it, and that's kind of cool. But when she was chatting, I was like, Kimberly.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I know, exactly. Nobody does. Everyone was talking about the... Like, she probably wanted the world to talk about her waist, but everyone was talking about the cardigan.
Great. And also, if it was so her boyfriend's, it was the smallest cardigan in the world.
Tiny.
She should have gone for, like, an oversized hoodie.
Who is Kim's boyfriend now?
Well, Tom Brady?
Is it?
No. Allegedly.
Christian.
I think she because it was his roast recently, the Tom Brady roast.
Oh.
And apparently she got she was on it and got like booed and Netflix had to cut it out and stuff.
Yeah, I read that Netflix cut it out.
Yeah.
Why were they booing her? But then they cheered her after her
joke. They were shouting about Taylor Swift as well.
Okay, okay.
I don't know how what Taylor Swift has got to do with Tom Brady, but...
Did they keep in a comment... Was someone talking about Kim? I don't want to say this out loud, allegedly. Was someone talking about someone's whale-like...
Is it? I don't know.
I've no idea what we're talking about. I wish I did.
I think that there was a joke, and I don't know if it was about Kim or someone else. And I'm not going to say any more. I don't want a letter from Jenna Communications.
You heard it here first, guys.
But I think someone referred to someone's... And this might not be about Kim. I don't think it's about Kim, so don't say. Someone's lady garden... being like a whale or something. I don't know. We're going to have to get on the Google. Does
anyone that story for next week.
Yeah. So we did some research.
I can't have dreamt that, please.
Oh my God, if you have, that is iconic.
Yeah, that sounds like a fever dream.
I do not dream about lady gardens. That is one thing I certainly don't. Anyway, we're going to move on from that.
Swiftly.
So, sad news. But you guys are Grease fans, so I thought that it would be nice to talk about Grease and reminisce about how much we loved it. Because the lady, Susan Buckner, who played Patty Simcox, she passed away.
Bless her.
But she was an icon.
She was.
Oh, God, yeah.
What age was she?
I'm not sure, actually.
Because she must have been in her 20s or 30s when Grease was out.
Gotta be 70s, I think.
Yeah, I saw her photo.
72.
She looked unreal.
Yeah.
Like, it was a photo from, like, last year, I think, and she looked incredible. But she was iconic. Like, obviously, when you're a kid, she's not your favourite character, but she's a memorable one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone that's a pink lady, you're wearing your pink lady jacket.
I am.
And I love that.
I am.
But this is what's sad. I mean, obviously, it's also when someone dies. But, you know, like, as you start getting older, things we grew up loving, i.e. Grease and stuff, when you start seeing the cast die, because obviously we've lost Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
One by one, we're losing our pink ladies. And it's just like a little wake-up call. And I was like, what's going on?
No, you're still 21 in that blue, floofy dress.
Yeah. I just don't want anybody in Hollywood to age. Because then it just, like, do you know sometimes...
And a lot of times they don't.
Yeah.
They've got fantastic moisturiser over there.
Tom Cruise has it. But do you know the way sometimes the celebrities who don't do all the work, you see them after not seeing them in years, and then you're like, do you know, like somebody from Saved by the Bell now or something, and you're like, wait, what? How are you a granddad? You were playing like a 17-year-old about 6 years ago.
Oh my God, Saved by the Bell, iconic.
Love that.
But what I love as well, and whether we just didn't clock on or we just didn't care because the film was so iconic, weren't they all in like their 20s and 30s anyway, pretending to be at school?
Yeah, they were, and they looked old.
But we forgave that.
We didn't even discuss that.
When you're a kid, innit?
It's funny, you didn't discuss it at the time, but then you look back and you're like, that's like a full grown man with facial hair playing a 17
running around school.
Yeah,
I know, it's so like weird. Not 9-year-old me, like fancying Kinnicky, who's like 40.
I was a Danny boy.
I was a Kinnicky girl.
Was she?
Yeah, but I love Rizzo, she's my favourite.
I think he died as well, didn't he? Kinnicky.
Yeah, I think he did.
Bless him.
Yeah.
Rizzo.
Rizzo was my favourite. I love her.
Worst things Sam I could do.
I love it. We should have a Grease day.
We should do.
Play all Grease songs.
We'll have to get John Travolta in the studio.
Love that. Yeah. Can we get him over?
I'll be Sandy. Sorry, Eddie. I'm Sandy.
I'm the blonde.
I'm fancy John Travolta. Let's take off the tape. You're getting married. I'm not.
Grand. I'll be Lizzo. Fine.
Oh, rest in peace, babes. Rest in peace. What else, babes?
So, Eurovision. Have you guys seen
Yes, Ollie Alexander. Yeah. He got slated for his Eurovision performance. Well, it was the semi final.
Yeah.
No, what was it called?
It was like the.
The beginning.
It's almost like audition rounds, isn't
it? Yeah, but I think the UK goes through every year because something to do with money or something like that. I don't know. I think I heard that today, that the UK always automatically goes through.
Then why do we do the thingy?
I think you still have to perform so everyone can talk about the act and the song and stuff like that. So you're automatically through. But he got slated for his performance. Apparently his vocals weren't that great. Now, I heard a clip of it today on Lorraine and I thought it sounded fine. Like, it's a live performance. It's not going to sound like a CD.
Yeah, and also, you know,
it's not going to sound like me sitting in the studio singing these words, things I could do.
Exactly. Like, it sounded fine. And he had a dance routine and stuff. So,
and Eurovision's so, like, it's just fun. It's not like...
I mean, yeah, come on. When we see what some people are churning out on that show, come on. God,
I know. One year, Ireland had there's a puppet called Dustin the Turkey, right? He used to be famous. He's kind of like... Kind of like Bosco. He's rude. He's actually he's always cursing and stuff like that. But he's kind of like Bosco. But they one year, Ireland put him through the Eurovision in a trolley. There was somebody like running around the stage with Dustin the Turkey
in
a trolley.
Does everyone know he's a puppet, or did they think it was a real... Do you know he's not a real turkey? Is it quite obviously a puppet?
It's obviously it's obviously a puppet. And he has a funny voice and stuff, like Kermit the Frog kind of voice.
Oh, so yeah, definitely not a real turkey. I've got to Google him.
But that was one of our entries one year, so I mean...
Has Ollie come out and said anything about it?
No, I don't think so, because... Was it yesterday or the day before? It was quite real.
He was on Lorraine today, but he actually didn't say anything. She was kind of just saying, oh, you were great. And he was like, thanks. And then I think he was saying that was it in his hometown or something, Eurovision this year? I don't know. Bless him. I think the song sounds good. Did you hear it?
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, it's just like
it's upbeat.
campy Eurovision.
I feel like it's going to be a good summer track. Like, if it comes on the radio, you'll be like,
I'm always up for a summer track. A little beer garden track. We've got the sun now.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Nice little summer track. Do you know what? It's going to be shocking. Hold on to your chairs, folks, because you might fall off when I tell you this. I think I might, sheer generalisation here, by the way.
Can't wait.
I think I could potentially be one of the only gay men in the world that's never sat and watched Eurovision.
Whoa.
Have you not?
Now, a lot of my gay friends have Eurovision. I've had ex-partners that go to, it used to disappear for a day and a half. It used to, who really told me he was going to Eurovision party. Who knows? You never know nowadays. Not in my lot. But yeah, they did all like different picky food, had all the flags up.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what it is? I can't commit mentally to things. So I've got to a stage in life, I don't know if it's my attention span or my anxiety or what it is. Even films I can't commit to. I like episodes. Mm. Yeah, like I can kind of watch an hour max. And then when Netflix, are you still watching? Yes, I am. Yeah. I can give you another hour. But when you say sit down, there's 3 hours of your life, I'm like, no.
Yeah, Eurovision is. And it's kind of tedious.
It is. The only way I feel like you can watch it. Now, I don't watch it as an adult. I used to watch it as a kid with my family. And we used to do all that, the food or whatever. We used to play this game, me and my brother. Next act on is you. And then it'd be like a silly act. And we'd be like, ah, that's you. So stupid, obviously. But it'd only be fun if you got like absolutely so drunk with your friends.
Yeah, para.
Loads of people over, get drunk and enjoy it that way, I think.
Well, best of luck to all of this weekend. Allegedly. Right, Emily Bays, I think you've got a little game for us.
I do. Not saying you're not going to do well, but it is a football one.
Oh God. Why did you do this?
Oh, God.
This is okay, off. So, oh, no. Liverpool. Alan is going to kill me when I get this wrong.
Stormzy. I know one already.
Stormzy's football team, FC Croydon, got promoted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen Maya Jama and him loving life.
Yes.
So now we want you to match the celebs with the football team. It's like they part own them or something like that. They have a lot of money and they have something to do with it.
I don't know if this is a trick or not. And I'm going to be really honest. I know this. It's because I do have a little crush on David Beckham. I've never spoken about it before. But I definitely know because he's got a beautiful football kit. It's like a baby pink. Talking
of pink ladies.
Obsessed
that you know the colours.
That is the only one.
I literally don't know because I'm like, if I was a football fan, I would support David Beckham's team because he's a soul. And also, I like the pink outfit.
Totally, same.
So, but his is that Miami one.
Yeah.
But that's a black symbol. But his kit is pink.
Yes, and I do, that was the only one I knew too, so thanks for that, Bobby. I do think Karen Brady is probably West Ham.
I'm just being told I've got to say the team. Sorry, Twitch, Ellen. I'm saying it like you guys at home can see the screen.
Yeah.
So I've got a picture of David Beckham's face here, and it's a lovely face. And his team, sorry, the lights
Miami.
Are glaring. It's Club Internacional de...
Miami. Well done, Bobby. That was good work. I feel like Karen Brady is West Ham. I can't know for sure, but we'll do that.
I think I know another one.
Oh, go for it.
Elton John, Watford.
Okay. Why do we think that?
There's just something in the back of my mind. I've been to Watford before.
Okay.
I've never seen Elton John there at all, and I've never seen football there. And it just... But maybe it's not. I'm sure... Yeah, I think he's got something to do with Watford.
Okay, so now you've got what? Norwich, Liverpool, Bournemouth.
I thought LeBron James was about basketball.
So, he is a basketball player.
Okay.
However...
Well, maybe he has shares in Liverpool.
Is it because they both begin with L?
Maybe. I think so. I think...
I'm going to say Delia Smith for Norwich because it looks quite a posh font in the way that Norwich is written. Yeah. And I reckon Delia would write like that.
The way your guys' mind works is actually iconic. It's posh font, so it's got to be Delia.
That screams Delia, the way she's wrote Norwich.
So we've done Michael B. Jordan then with the Bournemouth. AFC Bournemouth. Is Delia Smith a politician?
No, she's a cook.
No, she's a chef.
Oh, she looks like a politician.
Guys...
Don't you remember Chris?
Did we get them all right?
He smashed the ball.
Shut up.
Every single fucking one you got.
Well done, Bobby.
Not me shaming you being like, it's football, you're not going to get it.
Did we get them all right?
Yeah.
We're better at football than showbiz now.
Jeez, I want shares in a football club.
I'm clapping ourselves. Oh, I love that game. More football next week.
Yes.
Maybe I will get a game down West Ham. My dad will be so proud. I've made it in life. I've got to be a footballer. Thank you so much. And we can't wait to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
As we always know, I've got to ask you a quick question before you go, darling. You know the key.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby on the street this week.
Yeah.
Got me thinking, what is your favourite superhero? So I've took to the streets of London and I've asked the lovely people that I've met today.
Mm-hmm.
But Emily, who's your favourite... I was going to say footballer then, not footballer. Superhero.
I do love Catwoman.
Catwoman.
She's like kind of a villain, but she's like, she's not a classic hero, is she? And
lovely
like,
outfit.
Great outfit. I love the black latex.
Yeah, like Victoria Beckham, say you'll be there in the desert kind of outfit.
Oh my God, best video ever.
That's exactly what it is, isn't it? I wonder if she based that on her.
Iconic. Maybe.
There's Beckham in the air. Football, Vicky. Ellen, quickly, yours, boys.
I don't know any superheroes, but I'm just going to say Spider-Man, because is he even a superhero?
Yeah.
Let's see what the lovely people of London Town had to say.
Tra-la-la. Harley Quinn. Super sexy. I love the way she dresses.
Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr., I mean.
You can't go wrong.
Catwoman. I'm going to have to go with the Silver Surfer.
Rogue from X-Men. She's sexy.
She's a soul.
Well, Linda Carter. I had a poster of her, actually, when I was quite young.
Well, I think mine's my mom.
Oh, I love that.
I'm going to have to say Catwoman, probably.
I love that. The woman holding the dog, Catwoman. Well, that's what the lovely people at London Town had to say.
Good to know.
It's absolutely good to know. Right, guys, we're going to go to a little trail and then we will be back. So I will see you in, about 3 minutes. Bye.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Dating Show. So we have got the incredible Sunita.
How does Sunita whittle down the people she wants to talk to the people she doesn't? What's your criteria?
Well, you've got to be an adult.
okay.
That's always a good start.
Always a good start. But when I'm an adult, not just like 18, you've got to be like not young enough to be my child. you have to ideally be London-based, because I am. Yeah. Although I don't mind if you've got a country pad, that would be nice.
So at the minute we're going with age and location are important.
Age and location are good.
Every Friday from 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Access All Areas. Yes, we are live on FUBAR Radio and we are joined via Zoom by the lovely Georgia from I Kissed a Girl. Georgia, how are you, babes?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm so good, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on Access All Areas. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, we've got to talk all things I Kissed a Girl. Mm. Obviously, I Kissed a Boy was such a huge hit. Did you watch that? I'm guessing so.
I did, yeah. I did.
When it was announced I was going to do a... Did you apply straight away? Was it something that someone had to talk you into, or was you like, no, I want a bit of that?
I don't know, actually. So I got messaged on Instagram about it.
Oh, you got scouted.
Yeah, I got scouted, headhunted. and then I told like two of my friends about it and they were like, oh my God, you've got to do it. And I was like, okay. So I like sort of explored it a little bit more. And then like the further I got with it, the more I was like, yes, I'm doing this.
I love that.
I love that.
And was it everything you wanted to be and more? Like, what was your... Because I guess it's impossible to know what it's going to be. Like, any kind of new job or new experience, you've got nothing to gauge it on. When you kind of got off the plane or when you step into the house villa, what did you think it was going to be? And did it live up to that? Or was it a sheer disappointment?
Awful. Terrible time. I think I was like... Because it's such like a bizarre thing... And I've obviously done nothing even remotely similar before. I was like really trying to sort of like manage my expectations and not like build it into this like magical thing that was going to be the best thing to ever happen to me, because then it would have probably just disappointed. So I was just like, right, let's go. Basically on holiday, group of girls, let's have a good time. What happens, happens. Like, let's just hope for the best. We'd always just try to hope for like the best case scenario. And yeah, it was the best case scenario, to be honest. It was the best experience I think I've had.
Oh, I love
that. That's amazing. So I presume you had many highs and lows throughout the show. What were some of your lowest lows and some of your highest highs while in there?
I think it was just like, I feel like emotions run really high in there. Mm. So when you're like happy and giddy and having a good time, it's like incredible because everyone's sort of on the same vibe. So you're sort of just like really bouncing off each other. Mm-hmm. But then I guess when you're sort of like having conversations that are quite deep and meaningful, like it hits you a little bit more because you're around people that have experienced it as well. So then you're all sort of, again, bouncing off each other and feeling the same sort of feeling. So it's yeah. just, I think everything's just massively like intensified.
Mm-hmm. And but, did, yeah, I presume that you made a lot of friends in there as well. I know you're in there looking for love, but I'd imagine you came out with a lot of friendship too, right?
Yeah, massively. I think like, I guess like you'd think sometimes with a group of girls, it could go one of two ways. It can either end up everyone being best friends or everyone gets like really hating each other.
Yeah.
It was a tricky one, but like there was like a real sort of like girl gang like feel to it. Like we're all in a group chat now. Everyone's sort of like each other's like biggest sort of fan. And that's how it was out there, which was amazing. And it's still sort of the same, even if we're not always like constantly in contact with one another.
I love that.
Now, I won't ask names because it's still very early days into the series, so I'm not going to ask for a huge spoiler, but can you confirm if there are any successful relationships to this day from the series? Because it gives me hope. So I love that. Because I think dating in general is hard for everyone. Mm. But I don't think people, because I'm like, well, try being a gay man. And I guess the same for being a gay. It is harder dating as a gay person. I'm judging that as a gay man. I've never been straight. But I'm sure it's harder being gay. There's less people to pick from to start with.
Would you
agree? Do you think it's hard to date being gay?
Yeah, I would say so. I feel like it's like a minority in a sense, isn't it? So it's harder to find other gays to actually date.
Yeah.
I think it's why, I think there's like a sort of lesbian stereotype that you're so willing to travel like 2 hours just to like date someone.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll
slim pickings out there. It's slim pickings.
Is it the same... Yeah. You know, like, because I think a lot of people, when they're like, oh, gays. Because I remember, I think when I first started to say about 13 years ago, I said, oh, I'd like to meet someone, get married, and I'd love to start a family. Now, it doesn't matter what gender or sexuality you are. Some people, that's just not their bag, and that's absolutely fine. But the amount of people 13 years ago that were shocked that a gay man wanted to get married and have kids, and I had gay men coming up to me on nights out and messaging me going, the perk and the main point of being gay is that you don't have to commit and you can just play about forever. Mm. And I thought, fair play if that's what you want to do, but I don't want to be a stood at the end of a bar slut dropping with a Jaeger on me. Do you know what? I want a family and a Werther's original. And I kind of think some people, I don't know if things have changed, 13 years a lot can happen. But some people was quite shocked that a gay person wants a monogamous relationship.
Yeah.
Is it like that? Do you find that?
I haven't had that so much myself, but I think I'm 28. So I think some people, I guess before they know I'm gay, like I've had like my mum's friends being like, oh, so when are you going to like settle down or get kids? And I'm like, honey. I think it might be a little bit different for like a woman, because as a woman you're expected to settle down early and like that's your thing, whereas it's like actually I've got stuff to do before then.
Exactly. Do you think a show like this is going to help then? Because like you said, 13 years ago there was probably a lot of stigma and people probably didn't know what to expect from a gay couple. But now if they're seeing it on reality TV and seeing these relationships unfold and it becomes normal, do you think this show is helpful in that regard?
Yeah, 100%. I think when I've sort of been asked about what sort of effect do you want the show to have, I think it is it's the most simplest answer of just normalizing it, like normalizing people seeing queer relationships on telly, or just not even relationships, just people, and watching them interact in exactly the same way straight people do, and yeah. being like, oh, it's not an alien thing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just
yeah.
a bit different.
Yeah.
But, like, it's... I feel like people think it's so, as I said, alien, and because they either don't see it or they don't experience it themselves, that they can't wrap their heads around it. So I yeah. think actually having it on just mainstream telly, it's like, oh, yeah, it's not that bizarre.
And, you know, especially I feel like the older generation, but I don't want to make blanket statements, but I feel like...
but you're
going to. But I just did, so here we are. but I feel like maybe the older generation too, they probably, when they think of gay relationships, I wonder, are they thinking about the sex? And they're thinking about that kind of stuff, as opposed to the heartfelt relationship, the conversations, the couple, like, no different to you and your wife.
Yeah, well, I think like what we was like about slags, the game, mate. You know what I mean?
I think people think gay men are like in bondage
very promiscuous.
Gear. Yeah, in bondage gear with like
yeah,
all these toys.
Yeah, gimp masks.
Not like...
dog leads.
Yeah, not like Maltesers watching Coronation Street.
Yeah, exactly.
in an evening. So yeah, I suppose the show is probably going to be good kind of show that side of things too.
You're so right, because for me as well, like, I don't believe any kid is born homophobic, no more than it's born racist or evil. Education's key. So if people grow up, and it's definitely come a long way. When I look back, like, you're a lot older than me. I'm 21, Jules, but no, so I'm 37 now. And even in the time, you could count on one hand the amount of gay people that was ever on. So there was really never... I think I was probably almost reaching secondary school by the time there was even a gay person on a soap. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. We almost didn't exist.
Yeah.
So education's key. So for people, rather than something being not normal, which some people still label us as, blows my mind in 2024. Yeah. if you see it and you're watching it on a TV with family and stuff, it's part of life skills. You know what I mean? That's what's out there. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And some people go, "Oh, but if kids watch it, do you think it's right?"
No.
Well, don't worry,
it won't turn them gay.
You can't catch it. I grew up watching Little Mermaid. I never ended up with Eric. Like, I'm not straight. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't catch it. You're all right.
Yeah, exactly that. So, aside from that, what was it like filming with Dani Minogue? Did you get to meet her?
Yeah, we get to meet her. Yeah, it's incredible.
Is she amazing? She
looks as good in person as she does.
Did you have a little crush on her?
Sort of on the screen. A little bit, yeah. You can't
She's
like her,
fit, but. Ain't
She's
she?
She's unreal. Yeah.
If
yeah.
I would, I would. Yeah.
Yeah.
She, you should anyway.
She's a Minogue, do you know what?
Exactly.
Yeah. And her sister. Come on, Kai. Three of us. Proving that we are all slaves.
Yeah. You're doing nothing for the stereotypes, Bobby.
Is she as lovely as you want her to be? She seems so sweet.
Yeah, she's like so wholesome. And like, you can tell that like she sort of like really cares about the show and sort of all of us on it and just... You can tell her heart's in it, which is so lovely to see.
Is she part of the WhatsApp group?
No, unfortunately not. We might have to work on that, though.
Has
I
she
think
give...
she'd love it.
Yeah, I reckon so. Have you given her a little follow on Instagram? Is she following you?
Yeah, she is.
Or
yeah.
have you slid in the DMs?
No, not yet.
Oh, you've got them, Jules.
I love the not yet.
When you've got a Minogue following you, you've got to slide in her DMs.
Yeah, definitely. Shoot your shot, you have to.
You know, I feel like she probably gets a lot of DMs. You don't just want to be another one of the crowd, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Play the waiting game. Now, I haven't asked this for a few weeks, but it's one of my famous questions that I love to ask a guest, and it is what's going on in the DMs, basically. So, two eps have been out now, isn't it? Two or three of I Kissed a Girl?
Yeah, two.
DM wise, because I'm always intrigued, once you start being on TV, people slide in, like, you get dick pics or you get all sorts. It's the Wild West. It's crazy. Have you had any dick pics, any tit pics, any la-la pics?
No, not had any pics. No,
not of anything?
Not any pics. I've had a lot of DMs of people being like, hope the show went well, but not too well. Like, please date me.
Oh, a lot of girls trying.
Please marry me.
Oh.
But I've not had any pictures, which I'm glad about.
Yeah.
Well, at least you have options then. We don't know how the show is going to go, but, you know, at least you can just save those DMs.
Have you messaged any of them back?
No.
Yet.
No. Yeah.
She's going to see how it goes with Danny.
Have you had any guys sliding, trying to do the old turner?
No, I haven't actually. No. I think they probably know they can't.
Exactly. Does that bother you, girls? Because it used to be a thing back in the day that boys was always turned on by this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can turn her a night with me and Osha. And I was like, darling, no chance.
The self-confidence of a middle-aged
The arrogance. And it's always that a man that you wouldn't look to, even if he was a bit of you, he wouldn't be a bit of you. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's never David Beckham or David Gandy. It's funny, isn't it?
Funny. My friend used to say, oh, if I had the self-confidence of a middle-aged, beer-bellied fat man, 10% of it, I'd be delighted. I'm like, I know.
It's like the homophobic ones are the same. Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Backs against the walls. It's the short, sweaty little overweight
geezer. Like, I
wouldn't
touch you with a barge.
Yeah, like Quasimodo. I bet your missus don't want to touch you. You're all right. These Calvins are staying on, mate. You are absolutely fine, Trevor. You are not a bit of me. Oh, thank you so much, Georgia. I can't wait for the rest of the series. I'm going to have to speak to you towards the end of it because I want to know how it all goes. I wonder if you met someone and that's why you haven't... I'm like her Jessica Fletcher, Murder, She Wrote. I've got my typewriter.
Oh, I love
this. The fact you ain't messaged back or you ain't even slid in Danny Minogue's DMs makes me think, have you found the one? But I guess I will find out.
We've cracked the code.
You'll find out, stay tuned till the end.
Thank you so much. Best of luck with everything, darling. And thank you so much for coming on Access All Areas.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Lovely girl.
So nice. Aren't her eyes beautiful?
Beautiful.
Piercing green eyes.
Yeah,
stunning.
I love a green eye.
Gorgeous.
Or blue eye.
So rare.
So rare. Anyway, enough about eyes. We are going to take a little break and then we are going to be joined by Evelyn from this year's Married at First Sight Australia. See you in two.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Hey! FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Mark from Married at First Sight UK.
See, at the wedding, you told Sean you were 26, but you're actually 36.
Oh, yeah.
So drop in that decade. We ain't gone 1 or 2 years either side. What was going through your head when you thought, I'm going to shave off 10 years.
A 26. Third of your life.
Yeah.
It was instant reaction. As soon as anyone says to me, how old are you? I'm like 26. I just stopped counting after 26. Would I have told him? Probably not.
No. Ever?
Well, maybe when we're 80 years old and we've got the grandkids running around. And
except
like,
you wouldn't be 80 years old. You'd be 98.
I'd be 26 still. I'd be going around the corner for some more injections.
Uncensored. Joining me now, the former leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, MP. And there you are stood with hundreds of thousands of people at Glastonbury singing, "Oh, Jeremy Corbyn." What is that like?
It was quite extraordinary. It was an amazing experience, and I was very pleased we did it. The office got very excited about Glastonbury. Every single person in the office thought it was necessary for them to be at Glastonbury with me.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Every single one said it was really necessary for me to come.
The Dating Show.
I'm friends with a fair few exes, and I think you can be friends with an ex, but I genuinely do. But I do think that it's timing is everything with that.
I think it depends what you cast as a friend.
Yeah,
are you talking about someone you're going to hang out with on your sofa? Like, if you've already shagged, isn't that a bit weird?
I think that's a different level of friend. I think that's a different level of friend. You can be friends with someone, but you can't be like best fucking friends with someone. I mean, I've got exes that I talk to about their current partners and whatever else, and they'll tell me about that sort of stuff. But I wouldn't say, oh, do you want to come over for fucking Chinese and chill on the sofa?
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
And just in case you didn't get it from the trail, you were listening to FUBAR Radio. Access All Areas. And yes, we are very much live. And we've just been joined in the studio by, can I just say, the stunning Evelyn.
Stop.
Your
stop
outfit. You are
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
You're so,
babe.
You're so
dress
pretty.
Up for you guys.
You're like hard to look at. You're so pretty. That's the level of pretty.
I'm not good with compliments, guys.
We can tell.
Sorry, babe. I didn't want to embarrass you. So, fan favourite of your series last year, Married at First Sight Australia.
Says who?
Says me.
We're basically your
Says my briefing.
I'll take fan favourite.
How was the experience for you?
Honestly, it was so much fun. I know everyone like leaves and complains about the edit because I think a lot of people
get bad edit.
Yeah, I think a lot of people go on the show and they think they're going to walk out a superstar, and that's the all honesty of a lot of reality TV shows. So after the show, there was a lot of complaints, and to this day, you still get cast members from years ago complaining about how bad their edit was. But I didn't have that experience. I had a great time, and I would do it again.
Do you think Duncan got a bad edit?
No, Duncan could never get anything bad in terms of how people see him because he's just such a genuinely, like, lovely, lovely, lovely person.
And so fit.
So fit.
Do you know?
So fit.
He's so fit and so nice, but, like, we would go to an event and, like, the mature ladies love him.
Oh, I bet,
But he's so nice, he'll sit down and have a conversation with a random person for 45 minutes.
Oh, love him.
And they would be blushing and gushing, and I'd be like, come on, babe, let's go. Like,
stop being too nice.
He ain't got a gay brother. Ask him for a friend.
He has a gay sister.
Does that work? Not for me.
Sorry.
So how long are you and Duncan together now?
We've been together a year.
A year.
And we live together and have two dogs.
Oh, my God.
I know. Reality TV does work out for love. Who would have thought?
I know, but you guys actually weren't paired on Married at First Sight, were you?
Yep. So the concept of the show is you say yes, and the experts pair you with a random stranger, and then next thing you know, you're in a wedding dress, and you walk down the aisle, and you see the person you're matched with for the first time.
Yeah. Does that give you anxiety, by the way? Are you a bit? Because I'm a bit of control freak, I've realised in life.
Look, I knew it could have gone either way, and I knew that the chance of me actually liking the bloke was very low, but the partner I was paired up with could not talk when he was speaking to me.
His name was Rupert, right?
Yes.
Lovely guy, but it was
a long 12
not
weeks.
Not husband material for you.
He didn't seem like a plant. Do you know the way sometimes you think he's an actor? Like, he didn't seem like a real person.
The dynamic was so, like, wonderfully comedic to watch,
it was.
Though.
Yeah. That's why great. I was like, he's fake.
Do they let you pick your own dress? Because when I'm saying, like, my control, like, you know where you're like, oh, I want this colour flowers, I'd want this suit, that dress. Do you have a say on it, or does someone literally go, there you go, girl?
So you get a budget of $1,000.
Oh, and you go and buy it?
But that's to dress you and your bridesmaids, but I spent it all on myself.
Fair play.
Because my bridesmaid slash broom wore a suit. So I was like, okay, cool, budget's on me. And perfect. I wore this beautiful House of CB dress, which, like,
nice.
You know,
or accentuated everything, all the white bits.
Made the twins look good, sat pretty.
Bit of tit. Gotta
have it on a first day. But the only thing is, you don't want to look too hot because you have your real wedding day in the future, right? So you don't want, like, the show to outdo your actual day.
I'll tell you a secret. I think I might have ruined wearing a white dress in the future because you keep the white dress for promo videos and marketing afterwards. I've worn a freaking wedding dress more than I've worn undies at this rate.
Are you sick of it?
I'm sick of the wedding dress.
Oh my
and
God.
What happens in terms of, I'm guessing they don't say buy rings out of the ground. Do they let you pick your own wedding rings, or are they just quite basic rings?
They're quite, I mean, to me, they were quite basic. Mm. I don't want to shit on anyone who thought the rings were lovely, but I am. they choose the rings for you.
Diamond? No.
I lost mine, so we'll never know.
Hated it so much you lost it. I lost it, babe.
Are you watching this year's show?
Of course I am.
Who's your favourite?
It's
just finished now, right? The Australian one.
Yeah, Lucinda, I think, is amazing. She's such a refreshing breath of air for the characters, because usually they're quite young. I think they evened it out this year a little bit. They went oldie, youngie,
mixed
youngie.
It all up a little bit.
I like that.
So, like you touched upon, reality TV, this ain't your first rodeo. So back in 2016, over here in the UK, you took part in Big Brother.
Yes.
And you was in the house with Andrew Tate. How was that?
Yes. Oh, you know, back then, it wasn't the Andrew Tate that everyone sees in the media today. So I really didn't think much of it. He was just another really, really loud character amongst the other 19 people that I was with. And he was only there for 3 days because he got kicked out of the house.
Oh, so why did he get kicked out?
I think he did some naughty things on the outside. So when you do a reality show, if there's allegations that happen on the outside, legally producers have to pull you out of the show.
So even the allegations were swirling around yes. him at that point.
Okay. Even if it's true or not true, mm-hmm. Legally producers have to take you out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That was probably best for everyone.
So so when fast forwards now to Andrew Tate as he is now, is it, was you kind of shocked? Was you like, oh my God, I live with this guy for 3 days? Because did you kind of get on with him for them 3 days? As a housemate, what was it, quite clean, tidy, nice conversations?
Misogynistic.
Yeah. I guess, you know. I mean, I don't think I'm the best judge of character, but there was some, in comparison, there were some other pretty weird people in that house. Do you guys remember Marco Pier White's son?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Yes. What was his name again?
Oh, yeah. Marco.
Oh, yeah. Cole Zimmer.
How could you forget?
Yes, it was, you're right.
Yeah, there was like, they had, who else did they have? Do you remember there's like a famous sound that goes, are you fucking mad? Why do I want to leave? Are you mad?
Was he saying he had a little bit yes. of a moment in the garden, didn't
yes.
he? Yeah.
That was Jane, that was my season. Letitia Grace, who did the Valleys, she was my season. So there were like definitely like people who were interested. I mean, it was Big Brother.
Yeah.
You've got to get
yeah,
mixed
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
Because you've said in interviews since you kind of felt bullied your time in the house.
Oh, I was 20 years old. I didn't know my left foot from my right.
Mm. And do you think it was your age that made you vulnerable, that people did bully you? How did you feel? Was it a little bit like,
I don't know what it was. I think I just wasn't confident in my own skin back then.
20s young to go on a TV show yeah. as well.
I know, and I was so stupid. We've rebranded since then, you see. I was so dumb back then.
That was your apprenticeship.
Yeah, and now I feel like, you know.
What was the most embarrassing thing that you did on the show that time for you, looking back?
I don't think we have enough time on the on this radio station to do that, but there's definitely been a very extensive list, to say the least.
And talking of being young, obviously I've got to talk about it, Mr. Justin Bieber.
Oh, fuck, you guys are really getting it to
Babes, it's Bobby. I'm always here. We spill the tea. It's Access All Areas. So
give a girl a warning first. Get her a glass of rosé. Get
a bottle of a glass of, not a bottle. You can have a bottle.
Get
a Prosecco. Get you a Prosecco after, babes. So you spoke about it quite openly.
Yeah, that I
you
can
met
speak
him
about it.
And you went yeah. back to his after party. But you said you didn't actually know what an after party meant when you agreed to go back, did you?
I knew what an after party is now, but back then, all you want to do when you're 20 years old is find the next place to get a couple of free drinks, you know?
Yeah.
I'm 20 years old, I'm working in nightlife, I'm in a nightclub every single day, you know? One thing led to another. I made eye contact with Justin Bieber, and then he asked me to party with him after. There was a bunch of us. And then looking back, given this situation aside, the amount of situations that I got myself in when I was a young girl was like not okay. And that situation being one of them. Publicly.
But we live and learn from being young.
Yeah, and I can talk about it now, but like if I had a daughter, I would definitely probably educate her a little bit more on like yeah. stranger danger and getting into situations yeah. that yeah. you particularly don't know that you're getting into at the time.
Yeah. No? I mean, I am a gentleman, but I'm a gay gentleman, so I can push that. I can push my luck a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's, was he any good, Mr. Bieber?
I didn't do anything with Justin Bieber, that's what
you're
asking.
No.
Did
he even share a kiss?
So I don't have a good story for you guys here. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you yeah. shagged him.
No, darling. No.
So subtle, Bobby. So subtle.
So what bit do you regret for me? Having just a drink with Bieber?
I think
that's goals.
I think the whole environment of being in that circle, it doesn't make you feel very good. You know, as a woman, like yeah. you get your phones and stuff taken off you. It just, it feels yucky.
Did
you know?
It just feel like you were a bit of arm candy? Pick her from yeah. the club and then come back to mine because I want hot girls in my
I think with a lot of celebrities, especially in nightclubs, that's like the whole scene.
Okay.
Like that's the vibes, you know?
Yeah, phones in a box yeah. or a bucket, yeah.
You grow a bit older and you go, nah, I'd rather stay home and yeah. watch some telly.
Yeah.
Not get
yeah.
involved in that.
So I know that. There's nothing sexual there, but in terms of just him as a person, what's Justin like?
Well,
nice boy or not a bit of you? Have you kept in contact?
Babe, no!
You ain't do you follow each other? Do you slide in the DMs? No.
I met a celebrity in a club like 100 years ago.
He's not going to let this go. You have to give him something.
That's a huge club. He's like, especially sure then the biggest pop star in the world.
Babes, I'm sure you've met a handful of celebrities yourself, okay?
Oh, yeah, but I've never gone home with Justin Bieber.
I know. If I had. He would never stop shutting up about that if he had. And he would pretend that he slept with him regardless.
I love that. Well, thank you for being so open about that. I'm just saying what you said, cheeky cat. So let's go back to Married at First Sight.
Yes.
Do you think as a whole, because as every year goes on, I think when it first started, people genuinely went into the experience because no one knew what they could get from it. Mm. But like a lot of reality shows now, a lot of people started to think, you know what, if I can get some followers, a blue ticket, and not shading anyone, if people want to kind of get the brand deals, do you think as years go on, that's how it is? Like, can you clock this year people that are definitely not even there for love? Do you think, right, she definitely wants like a Pretty Little Thing or a boohoo deal?
What I will say is I've had about 4 cast members message me on Instagram asking me which management to go to and which team. Hey, look, I'm not a saint either. I will admit that. And I think there's definitely been a recipe that's produced as the years have gone by and people have tried to emulate that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's reality TV, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you find that, like, you're hot property for a second and then when the new show comes out, it's kind of old news? Or are you trying, like, how do you stay relevant from a show like that?
Oh, I don't know how you stay relevant. Don't really have an answer to that. Mm. But I think my advice to someone who does reality TV is, like, you just can't take it too seriously. Take it as what it is. It comes in waves. Have a little bit of fun and know when it's time to, what's the saying? Hang your hat up? Hang your coat up?
Something
like that. Something like that. We have to take that. Yeah. Hang your hat up.
So I'm a little bit of a witchy poo.
And okay, what's a witchy poo?
Like, a little bit psychic-ish.
Okay.
Have you got any psychic-ish about you?
No, I'm a terrible judge of character.
Oh, shit. Well, that's my last question. But, okay. But I'm going to ask you anyway. Okay. It's not last question, but I want to know, like, from your experience, who do you think's going to make it? From who we've got now, can you kind of go, right, they're definite, and also can you go, no fucking chance?
Out of last season of Married at First Sight Australia?
Both, last series and this series. Who's left from yours? Is there still couples?
No, I think me and Duncan are the only ones.
So forget that then. So to this one.
Ooh, honestly, I think, I've already mentioned, I think Lucinda's probably the greatest for that season because she brings something so refreshing that no one else has done before. Yeah. I think she'll go on to do amazing
She'll
things.
Have a career as well.
Yeah,
I
reckon she will. Yeah.
What
yeah,
do you feel
amazing.
About Jono and Ellie getting together? Because they kind of got together in the similar way as you and Duncan in your season, right?
They did, didn't they?
It's quite similar, yeah.
There are.
Do you think that was based on anything?
No. Don't be silly.
Well, on reality TV, don't replicate other guys, people's storylines.
How
did you feel watching it? Did it make you uncomfortable or were you kind of like, they'll be fine, they'll stick together? It was a tough one. It was tough because, you know what? They're both saying,
I love you.
They're both saying that they got really bad edits. And they said that actually it didn't go down like that in the last dinner party. Everybody, basically, they kind of had an affair. They were texting throughout the whole time. They had different
partners.
On the show, but they had different partners. But then they came back to the reunion together. When
Did
they were
not think
people.
While still filming the show that they was going to get caught out texting?
Okay, what I will say is, it's very hard, not that I ever felt like I wanted to cheat, but it's very hard to not cheat. They only come to your room for like 6 to 8 hours a day and like you have your phone and they tell you when they're coming. It's not like Big Brother when the cameras are on 24/7.
So have they not got like an access to your phone? I thought they knew every message that was being sent.
No, because bloody loudmouths, they can't keep their bloody mouths shut.
Oh, I say.
So, I mean, it's like, it would really not be that hard. So surely it must be genuine if they're coming out to do it because they could have very much hit it if they wanted to. But obviously they chose to walk in like that and do that big grand gesture.
And that takes some balls to own it.
It does. And that they did.
Do you think they will last? Because you and Duncan are pretty solid.
Yeah, I can tell you now, me and Duncan we're good.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to last, you know? Mm. I mean, I hope that they do for their sake, but, you know, there's a lot of pressure in our little reality TV world.
Do you think it was shady how they went about it? Because for ages they were saying that they were just friends, but they were texting a lot.
Yeah, I think that was silly. I think that was probably the opportunity for maybe Jono to pull Lauren aside off camera and maybe tell the truth before. Yeah. Like, there's reality
Be
TV.
Be a gentleman.
Yeah. You know, there's TV and then there's just, like, doing the right thing where you're not just trying to do a freaking show.
Just, like,
and
just, morally,
just, you know.
So true.
Yeah, because
so
it's a... I mean, I don't have kids or sisters, but I always think, God, someone's daughter, sister. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you don't treat a girl like
it's
that.
It's not all pretend and all the show. It's like actual people's lives at the same time.
Literally, yeah.
Do you think reality TV, obviously, relationships can last. Very few and far between now.
No.
So many Love Islands now globally. And the same with maths globally. Do you think it comes with a whole lot of pressure going, like, being in the public eye? Because everyone has an opinion on your relationship. So you're living it at that time. So you've kind of got your own thing going on. And then other people on social media and viewers will have their opinion on it, but you're trying to deal with it. Do you think that makes it harder?
I can see why it would be hard to other people. But for me and Duncan, like, it was, like, so amazingly perfect because we went through it together and we had our little bubble.
And I guess you don't know any different. When you meet in that situation...
It would be weird. Guys, finding your actual, like, partner on a TV show is freaking weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, the weirdest experience ever. I'm just waiting till we're, like, older and, like, 10 or 15 years and, like, I meet another couple at the bar and they go, so how did you two meet? And I have to roll up my sleeves and go, well.
I love that you say when I'm older, 10 years. I bet you see.
When I'm 30.
But no, you're so right and so lovely. And obviously it can happen.
Yeah.
And it can last. And that's a lovely thing. And that's a special thing because you can kind of look back and you've had that whole experience. And I think, but people, the opinions kind of, how do you deal with social media? Are you quite, I guess because you've done Big Brother as well.
Yeah,
you've got a bit of a thick skin. Are you can you kind of shut social off? Like if you're getting trolled, do you get trolled?
To be honest, I'm really good at thinking, like, tactically. Like, why is someone on social media? Yes, there's a lot of my private life that I don't share. But, like, to be completely honest, I do make most of my money on social media. So when I get haters, I just think it's, like, good for my engagement. And I try to turn it around in, like, a really positive way where it works out for me. And I know that's really weird, but,
so,
like, what else are you supposed to do?
That's a really positive way to look at it.
I'm just like, oh, great engagement. Cool.
Thanks
for that.
Exactly.
So Big Brother... Under the under the belt.
We
don't know how to say it.
Under the coat.
Married at First Sight. Is there any other reality show you'd like to do?
Oh, whoever will take me, really. No, I'm kidding.
So are you
quite open
to doing more TV? Do you like the whole experience?
I love TV. I would love to do more of it. I think there's nothing else I'd rather do right now. And I know you're, like, not supposed to admit that because it's, like, frowned upon to see... reality star wants to do more reality TV, but that's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
So what would be your dream reality TV job? If you could pick anything.
I'd love to do I'm a Celeb.
Oh my God.
Eat some balls.
Jeez, that would be so fun.
Have you done I'm a Celeb?
No, never.
Would you want to?
Do you know, it's one of my favourite shows.
I love it.
I absolutely love it. Love Ant and Dec. I love the idea of doing it. Because I love this show. I grew up watching it. But I've got so many fears and phobias that I would be... to the viewers, but my campmates would hate me. They'd be fucking hungry for 3 weeks. I'd keep coming back going, no stars, no... They would end up eating me or tie me to a tree.
So, I'd be at home just falling through to do the trials.
I think I'd be shit.
But that's why you'd be great.
Yes, you would be good TV, to be fair.
Everyone would be hungry for free when it's birthday fucking TV gold.
Great TV, though.
Does Australia do a version? But I guess because in Australia, our jungle is Australia, isn't it? New South Wales.
Yeah.
You guys film in...
Africa.
Ah. Is that because for you to film in Australia is like me going in the back garden? It's like me going up in forest.
Yeah. Well, there's a scene where you jump out of a helicopter. I feel like as an Australian, jumping out of a helicopter in Australia is like way less dramatic as jumping out of a helicopter in Africa.
Yeah, so true.
You know?
So, yeah. So a lot of it's like, psychological.
Yeah, and also like visually, you know, like
different
Africa.
Landscape. You
know?
Yeah.
Oh, babe, thank you so much. I could speak to you all evening. And I know you don't like compliments, but not only are you beautiful, can I just say how well spoken and what a lovely lady you are.
So nice.
So cute.
If you could see her face, she scrunches it up.
I won't embarrass you anymore, but you're very, 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 very polite, lovely girl. Thank you so much for listening at home, guys. And take care and have a lovely week.
Bye.
Ta-da.